God's work on the 6 days in particular. God's work on the first day. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. A necessary and a very difficult question arises here, in that Moses speaks of the creation of the heavens and the earth, and yet does not mention the day on which, nor the word by which, they were created. For one naturally inquires why Moses did not rather use the same form of words here as he did subsequently, where mention is made of the word thus: in the beginning God said, let there be the heavens and the earth. For Moses mentions the heavens and the earth before God had spoken anything, whereas both the Decalogue and the whole Scripture testify that God made the heavens and the earth and all that in them is in 6 days. But as I have said before, we enter on this path without a guide. We leave, therefore, to others to follow their own judgment here, while we will expound it according to our views. Not those elements which now are, but the original rude and unformed substances Moses calls the heavens and the earth. The water was dark, and because it was by nature the lighter element, it surrounded the earth, itself also as yet unformed, was a kind of mud. God formed this first material, if I may so call it, of his future work, not before or apart from the 6 days, but, according to the express words of the Decalogue, in the beginning of the first day. As I view the matter, therefore, Moses does not mention here the first day, because these confused substances of the hitherto rude heavens and earth were afterwards formed, and as it were fully adorned and distinguished. For what he immediately calls the deep and the waters, that is, the rude and unformed water, which was not yet distributed nor adorned with its proper form, he here calls the heavens. Whereas, had Moses spoken otherwise and had said, in the beginning God said, let there be the heavens and the earth, there would have been no need of afterward saying, God said, seeing that these unformed waters would have been already illuminated, and the light would have been already created. The meaning of Moses, therefore, in all simplicity, is that all things which now exist were created by God, and that in the beginning of the first day were created the mass of mud or of earth and of dark mist or of water, on which afterwards, in the after part of the first day, God shed the light and caused the day to appear, which might discover this rude mass of the heavens and the earth, which was in all respects like undeveloped seed, and yet adapted to produce whatever God should require.